find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this first day of 2007. Actually, it's the first broadcast day. The actual date is January 2nd, 2007. And if you don't know that, you drank too much New Year's Eve. It is January 2nd, 2007. And with us this afternoon, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. He's got over 100,000 readers to his newsletter worldwide. And if you want to get your hands on a copy of this, you can do so by just simply making a purchase through Republic Trading Group. And we will make sure that you get... Now, there's minimums on this, folks. We charge so little for the precious metals out there. And you've got to be made aware of this. This is the time to buy gold and silver. There's no better time to do that, to protect your wealth, your assets, actually to make an investment, to see your investment dollars grow rather than decline. You can do that by simply making a purchase at RTG, buying gold or silver. There are set minimums for this. Otherwise, we got in trouble, I think, the first time around, Bob. We were offering your newsletter, which goes for $129 and I think 95 cents. And people were calling up and just making minimum orders, and actually there was no profit in any of the deals. So this is not a loss leader deal, folks. You're going to get a newsletter that's put out biweekly, is it, Bob?
The email version goes out on Wednesdays and Saturdays and runs around 25 to 30 pages each time. And then we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well for those who do not have email.
Okay. And there's a couple different ways that you can get this. You can make a purchase through Republic Trading Group, or you can just simply call the office here at 800-724-2719. We will get you, make sure that you get your yearly copy of the International Forecaster, in which a lot of people are reading this. This is a guy that's been in the bowels, so to speak, of Wall Street, been a broker for many, many years, has been watching the money markets out there for years because that was his job to do so. And he's done quite well by his financial information. It's the school of hard knocks, folks. Being in there, rolling up your sleeves, and actually getting grimy with it, you get an inside perspective, not somebody from the outside looking in, trying to make sense of what's going on. No, here was a man that was heavily involved in it, knows it inside and out. Those are the people you want to take advice from. So you can call the 800, Republic Trading at 800-691-7898. Do yourself a favor, buy gold and silver now. Or if you just want to get a copy of the newsletter, just call us here at the network, at Republic Broadcasting Network, at 800-724-2719. It is my fervent hope and wish to make sure that many people as possible get the International Forecaster. Because, folks, you're not going to get this kind of information. You're not going to get this kind of advice from the talking head shows, the front dummies for Wall Street up there. They're just not going to be telling you. You may tune into a program and they'll sit there and banty back and forth about what stock is hot and what's not and what you should buy and what you shouldn't buy. Folks, this is so myopic. This is not giving you an overall picture of the general economic health in this country. That is what you need. We'll take a break. We've got calls lined up, 800-313-9443, rolling into hour two with our guest today, Mr. Chapman, International Forecaster. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage? where perverts and the godless write the rules. Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to roll some calls here. Just a little teaser here. WorldNet Daily, Jerome Corsi, which is in close contact with our guest today, Bob Chapman. His 2002 story, I'm sorry, January 2nd, 2007 edition, talks about Bob Chapman here in the economic newsletter, the international forecaster, told WorldNet Daily central bankers in 2007 will begin to move away from the dollar into foreign reserve holdings. Your December 30th newsletter documented that the international move away from the dollar has already begun. China, the second largest holder of U.S. debt, reduced purchases of U.S. bonds almost 2% in the first 10 months of the year. Central bankers in Venezuela, Indonesia, and the UAE have said that they will invest less of their reserves in dollar assets. Iran switched to euros as the greatest threat yet to the dollar supremacy. The usage of the euro is now universal in Iran, and it will spread to other Islamic oil-producing countries as well. As we said about Venezuela, folks, the share of the dollar as a percentage of OPEC foreign reserves has fallen from 67% to 65% in the first half. And I think this is a misprint. It says first half of 2007. I think they meant 2006. Well, let's go to the phone. I'm sorry, say again.
Typo.
Okay. Dan in Ohio. I was going to say that somebody's got a crystal ball out there. They're already predicting the first half of 2007. Let's go to the phones here. Dan in Ohio. Hello, Dan.
Yes, sir. I enjoy your show there. And he's talking about how could they pick these people to do this job, you know, and their mess ups. Well, I think it's an answer to prayer that they're goofing up like they are.
Well, I don't know if it's if our deliverance is coming by prayers. I think it might be a combination of things. Yeah, it stifles my imagination to think that for all the marbles these guys are going for, that they're not putting their best people forward. It's beyond my imagination.
Yeah, is it true that the Secretary of Treasury is arrested in Germany, or is that just a rumor on the internet?
As Mr. Chapman has said, he has not been able to verify that. That information came from World. I'll give you the website here. It's www.worldreports.org, and they say that they have seven different verifiers on this. That in fact Paulson was arrested about the 23rd or 24th of December. That in fact that they've got somebody from the United States Treasury that they have had over in Germany for 2 weeks spilling the beans on Mr. Paulson, and in fact he did show up at Gerald Ford's burial ceremony, but he showed up late. So and from what we're hearing here, he was whisked out of the country on board a British plane. So that is still yet to be verified, but the information I'm getting here from worldreports.org looks like it really did happen.
I just love this show, but one more question, just a little bit off topic. Do you think the reason they got rid of Saddam so fast was because he couldn't talk about the CIA and all his dealings and all his stuff?
I do believe that they had, just as Slobodan Milosevic was mysteriously arkansided in his prison cell, the same goes for Saddam Hussein. They can't have Saddam Hussein talking about the dealings with the CIA. I mean, he was a creation of the CIA. Let's just be honest about
yeah.
it. And of course, we can't have him out there talking about Donald Rumsfeld and who sold him the weapons of mass destruction to basically set the guy up. As long as you were fighting the evil Ayatollah in Iran, it's okay that we deal with you. Well, now that the Ayatollah's gone, we have to get rid of you. So I think that they had to get rid of Saddam Hussein as quickly as possible. And I have never in my entire life seen anything like this. It was bordering on the most disgusting, having pictures and even video of Saddam Hussein being hung in Iraq. I was saying to myself the depths of which these news agencies have sunk, not only reporting, not reporting the facts on this, being in on the game to help bring this guy down, and then gleefully showing the execution is almost incomprehensible to me.
Mm-hmm. I noticed they put a scarf around his neck so he wouldn't scar his neck when he got hung. So.
Well, and anybody that doesn't play ball with the United States anymore, I think this was a message to be sent that we can do this.
Yeah.
We can kill off any leader. We can depose anybody. We can destabilize their country. We can do anything we want to do. Well, I think this is going to have serious backlashes. I don't think the plan is going as well as they thought that it would.
Could I ask one question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Chapman?
Yeah.
I'll hang up here. Can he explain the Leo Wanto funds? Or can it be explained in a nutshell, I guess?
Yeah, you want to take a whack at that? Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Right. No, I think it's too convoluted, and it's not something the average college graduate can understand. And I think that people have got to go to the site and read it and try to decipher it themselves. It's just too involved.
Well, what I'm going to do is actually there's a gentleman that used to be on this network that had a program, and he took a short hiatus on another network that he will be back, Greg Szymanski, was all over this Leo Wanta issue. And I poo-pooed the thing, to be honest with you, Bob, because I was thinking about this going, okay, $4.5 trillion, the government gets the money. Well, what benefit does that have for the American people for the government, $4.5 trillion, which is, I won't say chump change to them, but when I start seeing the current deficit versus what they've been withholding on this Wanta deal, the porch light came on. So I'm going to actually have Greg Szymanski on the program Thursday because he's done a lot of research. He's been talking about this for an entire year. And my fault, I poo-pooed it. So I'm going to let Greg have his say on this program Thursday. Let's go back to the phones. Dave in Massachusetts. Hello, David.
Hi, John. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hi.
Pretty good.
It looks like the new year is set up to be pretty interesting.
If it's all true, I'll be honest with you, Dave. Driving into this network today, I came into this door, into the door of this place with an attitude, and I was just pissed off because I was thinking to myself, I do not want to face another year of bad news like we had in 2006. I don't know that I was constructed to put up with it or at least keep my wheels from coming off the wagon.
Yeah.
So if half of what we're saying on this show today bears out to be true, then we're going to be in for a banner year in 2007. We're going to start to see the crumbling of the globalist plan out there, which has been really putting people in stasis. It's frozen them like the deer in the headlights. Oh, my God, the New World Order's taken over. They bought our government. There's nothing we can do. Well, if people see that there's an even chance here that we can get this country back, we can throw these criminals we have in Washington, D.C. out on their keisters, or more importantly, on their keisters in a jail cell, then I think more people will be energized and want to get involved.
I agree. This past week I was obviously with family for the holidays, and I tried to explain some of the things that is currently going on in our current system, and to most people's amazement, they're just completely shocked, and they just look at you like you're insane. A couple of the people that I spoke to, I tried to get to discuss with them, at least on the financial level, what's wrong with our country. And to start off very simply, I started to describe to them how the markets are manipulated. Because usually if you say to someone, our economy is in a lot of trouble, they'll say, Dave, you're kidding me. Look at the Dow. It's doing great.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll try to explain to them, you have to understand how the markets are completely manipulated by the Fed and the market makers, who are all kind of in bed with each other. And I don't really think the average person out there that might be listening to the show really understands thoroughly how they can make that market go up or down at a whim. And if you look at a simple Dow chart or an E-mini chart, they look almost the same. I'm talking about the S&P 500 when I said E-mini, but it looks just like a spike that goes straight up, and it just can't go on forever. And it's obvious that it's being manipulated, but I was wondering if Bob could just maybe just briefly explain how it is possible that, you know, political temperatures can actually be shoved into the market to get things to be good or get things to be bad.
Okay, good question. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Well, Bob? First of all, I think if you get a kernel of interest from people, you give them a copy of the International Forecaster, and you get another party that they don't know who is telling them things that they've never heard before. And, second party selling is a very, very good way to do so. And seeing that you're in Massachusetts, you might tell them I come from Massachusetts as well, and that might help you. How the manipulations are done, if you understand, they're pretty simple. We have a subsidiary to the Treasury Department called the Exchange Stabilization Fund. It was set up to be able to smooth over bumps that occurred in our currency. In other words, if our currency was running up too fast, well, they come in and sell a currency and bring it back to normality. And the same if it was plunging. And in 88, the stock market collapsed. And as a result of that, in 87, which was in October, in August of 88, Ronald Reagan signed an executive order which said that there was a creation of a working group in financial markets. That group was to be used in emergencies to do the same thing that the Fed had been, the Treasury had been doing through the Exchange Stabilization Fund for the U.S. dollar previously.
Okay, hold that thought right there, Bob, and if you would, just pick that up exactly where you left it off. We've got to take this break. Randolph, Paris, Patrick, Greg, Frank, and others, just hang on. We'll get to all of your calls on this edition of the National Intel Report, and when we get back, I'll let you know how you can get a copy of the International Forecaster right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. Just a reminder out there, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be spreading the word about this type of programming. And I'll tell you how simple we make it, and then I'll have Bob pick up where the commercial interruption took place here. But be it known that we do not charge for any of our streaming on our network. Whether you've got a high-speed internet, DSL, 32-bit, whatever, that is available, 16 and 8 kilobit feeds, all for free. But more importantly, the archives to this network, for all the programming with all the hosts since inception, since we opened up the doors to this network, all of the programs are archived, and you can go into the archives and hear any program at any time at your leisure. And I would suggest that you start hitting those archives and start listening to Bob Chapman. I'm going to have him on every Tuesday, as we've had, I think, what's this, our third program, Bob?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's our third program. So if you like the information you're getting here today, go into the archives at RBN Live, and you can hear past shows with Mr. Chapman. Appreciate that very much. Now, Bob, if you would, continue, sir.
And so in this Exchange Stabilization Fund and the Working Group on Financial Markets, the Working Group on Financial Markets, as I said, was only to be used in emergencies. Well, that's not what they're doing. They're using it 24/7. Who's involved in that? The Secretary of the Treasury, the head of the Federal Reserve, head of the Securities Exchange Commission, head of the CFTC, Commodity Futures Traders Corporation, and the head of the New York Fed. And they used to meet quarterly. They're now meeting more frequently, if I'm not mistaken, every month or something like that. Now, that group and the monies that they have are used to enter into markets. Now, there's another group, the privately owned Federal Reserve. They have what they call a repo pool. And when they want to give money to their agents, which are brokerage firms, and incidentally, there's an explanation of this facet in the last issue of the International Forecaster, which came out on Saturday. Anyway, what the Fed does is they create money out of thin air. They then purchase bonds either from other banks or from brokerage houses. If it's from other banks, they have that money channeled from the banks into specific brokerage houses. And every morning at 7:30, 2 hours before the stock market opens in New York, they have a conference call among the 21 agents, brokerage firms, investment banks, where the Fed gives them instructions. Now, the Fed beforehand has talked to the people at the working group in financial markets, or the people who work in that stead, and they decide which markets are going to move over the next 24 hours. And it might be that they want the Dow Jones Industrial Average to go down 100 points. They might want the FTSE Footsie in London to go up 25 points. They might want the price of gold down $3 or $4. They might want the price of silver not to appreciate, just stay the same. They use these funds to do that. How much do they have? The Exchange Stabilization Fund, which we cannot find out what they have, it is my estimate that they have about $500 billion. And when a brokerage firm or a bank uses that, you can multiply by 10. So that gives them $5 trillion to use in the markets. And the same with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve right now in repos has approximately $125 billion that they would lend out on an overnight basis or on a slightly longer basis. And so if you put the two of them together, you're looking at trillions of dollars that are available at the behest of these two groups to manipulate markets. And that's what they've been doing under this executive order, created really for an entirely different reason. There's very few people in the world that know about this. If you ask professionals on Wall Street, analysts, economists, they won't know anything about it. Maybe 1 in 10 might. And they don't want to talk about it because they don't want to have to admit that the markets that they work in are all rigged. So, in essence, what's happening is your government is stealing from you. Your government is your financial enemy, and that's how they are manipulating markets.
I wanted to get into the subject. We've got loaded phones here, but one of these fine days, I want to go into the derivatives markets. This is the beast that it appears that this is going to pull everything down. And, you know, years ago, we didn't talk in terms of trillions of dollars. Several years ago, we were talking in terms of millions of dollars. We didn't use the B word out there. Now we're using the T word. And it strikes me, Bob, that it is so far out of control. I've never seen planetary greed on such a scale. I have not seen the criminality on such a scale. They're burning their own house down. This is fascinating to me. You were more of a part of that than I ever was. I was just witnessing it from the outside. But the absolute greed and avariciousness of these people, they're eating their own tails, like the proverbial snake eating its own tail. We'll take the break. Randolph, Paris, Patrick, Greg, Judy, and others will get to your calls. We'll roll them directly after this break. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and as what Bob was saying about the market manipulation, and the phone calls are made every morning as to what they're going to set up and what they're not going to set up. You know, I'm looking, everybody goes to Kitco's site. It's Bullion Dealers. I'm looking at today, gold up $3.70. As a matter of fact, everything's up. Silver, platinum, palladium. It's rather amazing, but truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, gold should be going for at least three times the amount, if not more, than what they're asking for right now. And before all said and done, we expect gold to be there, as well as silver. For people out there that don't have tons of money, they would like to own gold, but it's beyond their reach. But they want protection, asset protection. They want to make an investment that's going to pay off. Silver is not a bad way to go either. It's a great return on your investment. So I urge you to call 800-691-7898. To talk to Jeff. Robbie is in town, Robbie Noel. I couldn't pry him into the network today. I wanted him to do the show with me today with Bob Chapman. But suffice it to say, Robbie Noel is in town. But Jeff Bennett is available, 800-691-7898, ladies and gentlemen. If you think fiscally 2006 was a disaster, before we see any headway in improvement in this economy, I think we're going to see the bottom drop out of it totally. And you don't want to be sitting there holding nothing. You know, you won't even have the pleasure of holding your Federal Reserve notes, because right now, folks, they're damn near worthless. Randolph in Tennessee. Hello, Randolph.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Chapman. We met at a library over in East Knoxville. Fountain City?
Bob, do you remember him?
I can't remember.
You meet a lot of
people. I was the one to draw the van. You came out and gave me some literature.
Mm. It was probably a long time ago. Okay.
It was last year. Well, anyways, I want you to know, you know, stay on Tuesday because I am listening to you. And about the coming depression, from my studies of economics, if the government does not interfere, depression lasts about 18 months, and then the market will correct itself. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, first of all, the time limits which we have seen previously in recessions, we have had 18 months as an average since 1973. There's no guarantee what the time period will be. And I believe that this particular correction is going to be far more difficult than the corrections that we have seen in the past. I think that through my studies, that our current recession started this past February. And dependent upon what the Federal Reserve and what the government does, it should last for a minimum of 3 years and perhaps a lot longer. Because I think that this recession depression will be worse than the 1930s. So I don't think anybody can put a slide rule to it. And I think it's going to be much longer than what people anticipate.
All righty. Well, I thank you for your call, sir. Paris in Illinois. Hello, Paris.
Yeah, I have a question. Will we, will we recover from this recession? I have studied some prophecies that, you know, there's a very bad outcome to this. And we might not even recover. I'm hope we recover, but do you think we will recover from the recession?
Well, I think that's a very good question. And people don't realize that what we are facing is more difficult than the 1930s because the excesses have been far more in many more different places. John just referred to that in the derivative market. And what derivatives are is their insurance, only they're being abused. And what's happening is that we now have $400 trillion worth of derivatives. Well, we didn't have derivatives in 1929. And so you can see the difference in the financial structure and how the leverage is much greater today than it was then. So the ultimate outcome, short of a miracle, we're going to have a far more difficult situation than what people imagine. And so recovery will be slow and arduous. And as we've said here in the program today, it may turn into revolution. And so your idea, your trepidation that things may be pretty nasty is absolutely correct. That's a good possibility.
Yeah, one more question. What is the website so I can get the international report on email?
We have what we call a train wreck of the week, which is a snippet that we put out on each issue. And you can get that on theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you, Paris. I appreciate it. And if you want the International Forecaster in full regalia, how many pages is this week's report? I was just going through it. I don't have the bottom page here. Do you remember offhand?
Well, if your computer numbers them, some of the computers don't number them.
This
but
one does.
It's usually around 25 or 30 pages.
I'm looking right here, and my dried-up fingers are not cooperating here. Yeah, yeah, it's that long. If you want a copy of this, ladies and gentlemen, to stay abreast of the financial markets and what's really going on, because you're not going to get it from your mainstream snooze. They're not going to tell you the truth because they don't want you moving in the directions you will naturally gravitate to. You can give
us... John, also, it's not only about business and finance and economics, but we go into the social and political issues that influence that and into psychopolitical warfare, which I think is the basis to all this. So there's a lot more to it, and we cover all the countries in the world. I have people on staff and myself who speak five languages, and so we see things that other people normally don't see.
And you can get a copy of that, ladies and gentlemen. You can get a year's subscription to the International Forecaster by making a minimum purchase through Republic Trading Group. Do yourself a favor. Get some tangible assets in your, I was going to say in your pocket. I don't know if you could carry around gold and silver in your pocket anymore. But you can actually convert your funny money, your FRNs, into real tangible assets by calling 800-691-7898 or call the office. If you're already up to your eyeballs in gold and silver, you're all set on that standpoint, that's great. You're going to be some of the people that survive through this. But if you want a copy of the International Forecaster, it's $129.95. You can simply call 800-724-2719 and join the tens of thousands of people that enjoy Mr. Chapman's newsletter each and every week. Back to the telephones, Patrick in the United Kingdom. Hello, Patrick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Bob.
Hi.
Thank you very much for your good work. Can I just, I'm going to ask you a group question and then I will get off the line. But in Europe here, when the euro was moving, and I and my colleagues were fighting it hard with serious researchers, people like yourself, France at the time, under the Cantle, wanted to keep the franc for oil trading. And that didn't get into the public domain, but they weren't allowed to do it. But Germany has stored its Deutschmark away in vaults, we all know that, and still transact bank drafts for internal transactions between German companies. I believe that's still legal. We're told that goes on anyway. But the other driver that's probably driving this panic to redistribute the currencies is Europe's energy situation, including the UK here, is absolutely critical. Britain is now running out of North Sea oil, and we are totally dependent, becoming totally dependent, on the gas from Russia. And you know what, I don't have to tell people like you what Mr. Putin has been doing. He's been just leaning over to put his hand on the tap and turn it off. And he's already put a 200% increase into the Ukraine. So all these things are coming together. And,
you mean a 200% price increase?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he just said the same thing to Belarus over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, probably so. I'm coming to a final point now, but he's done that, although admittedly, though they were buying at dirt cheap prices, really, really cheap. But the other thing, the disgraceful thing that John has done in his programs, and you know this, the storage, the refining capacity in America for oil is very, very low. The oil companies have kept it low. The storage capacity for gas in the UK and in Europe is disgracefully low. So Putin can get up at the next WTO or G8 conference and say, well, we give you the gas, but you haven't got the storage for it anyway. And nobody can say Putin, etc. But all these things, to put it into one question, the debt problem is shocking here. The energy problem is shocking. People are openly talking about the dollar sliding. And these people are going back to have a dual currency. We did have a secondary currency in Europe. It wasn't actually a currency. It was a trading thing called the Green Pound for agricultural products in the 1980s. So this is what's going on behind the scenes.
I remember John Major, before he stepped out of power in England, talking about not really wanting, the people in England didn't really want the euro over there, and he was taking steps to make sure that that didn't happen. Of course, well, you've got your Mr. Blair over there now. And he's just another one of the party boys. He just jumped right on board, and he's getting ready to be thrown out over there.
Well, the only reason we didn't join it was that he promised a referendum and then put off the referendum. Mm. But generally, there is 75% of people who never want to join the euro. That's absolutely the case. But to get back to what you opened the program on, all these drivers are coming together, and it's the energy thing in Europe, if you're living here, is quite critical, and people are really scared. I wouldn't be on this line tonight, but for we're having a mild winter. If we had a severe winter here, where the lights will be going out. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. So just ask Bob Chapman, all these energy and death problems are coming together, like what you described. I think somebody described derivatives as financial incest. But people are getting scared. Therefore, this it doesn't surprise me at all to hear that they may be redistributing the currencies around Europe.
All right. Thank you for your call, Patrick.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate it. Did we say...
Yeah, thanks very much, yeah. Because, you know, we don't get a European perspective normally in this kind of a program. And everything that he said was absolutely correct. It's things I don't normally go into except in the publication, because usually, you know, questions like that are not asked because we, generally speaking, have an American audience for the most part, and usually the callers are from the United States, and they are usually attuned to the problems within their own country.
Bob, I actually read a list. We checked IP addresses from around the world, and there are, I think, 32 or 35 different countries around the world that are tuned into this network.
And what do you think the percentage of total listenership is from outside the country?
I have no idea, except to say
that's your next project.
There you go. Thanks, Bob. Like, I don't have enough on my hands right now.
But anyway, I thank him very, very much for calling in, because you've all gotten a bird's-eye view of what's going on over there. And we talked about the euro and the euro group, the eurozone, which is now 13 countries, because Slovenia, which is a very small country north of Italy, has joined. But it could very well, in the next couple of years, break up and go back to their own currencies. And I think it's going to, because of the unevenness. And the caller said 75% of people in the United Kingdom are against joining the euro. They still use a pound. And he's absolutely right. And they do have the gas and oil problems now that they didn't have before. They had a hiatus for about 25 years. And yes, the situation with Russia is as it is. But he did point out that they brought the rate somewhat near current market rates for these countries that used to be in the Soviet Union. And quite frankly, I think it was only fair that Russia raised their prices. I mean, you know, you can't... Well, the deal with Belarus was $100 a trillion MCF, and they were paying 45. And that's not normal. It's not right. And they shouldn't have been subsidized. It was just a hangover from the old Soviet Union. And I don't think that Putin did anything wrong in raising prices just under normal market rates.
And he's essentially correct. When there are price corrections, or if you raise the price of a commodity, I don't care if it's refined oil or whatever it is, because the storage capacities and refining capacities, these price increases hit the market much, much quicker. I mean, it's not like we're back in the 50s or the 60s, where if there was an increase, you didn't see it until months later. You're seeing it almost immediately hit the markets.
I agree.
Let's go to Greg in Nebraska. Hello, Greg.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I think I could follow that fellow up with something that rather relates that I wanted to talk about, and the pipeline and the oil situation. China announced about a year ago that they had cut a deal with Texaco and some other oil companies to build a pipeline from western China all the way across China to the East Coast. Russia and British Petroleum, which was just said they were short of oil, they cut a deal from the Caspian Sea south into Iran. And if you look at a map, and this lately, I think it was last week, Russia mentioned that they were going to work a pipeline east. And I thought it, they said Iran, but if you look at a map, it may be because of geography, but it looks like that the pipeline to China could go south into Iran and then east through Afghanistan. And if you remember, there was a proposition, I think you even talked about it a year or so ago, where the Afghan Taliban were asked to allow the oil companies to come through there or and pave their streets in gold or else, and they said, the heck with you, and they now are out of position to say anything. The same was probably true in Iraq. The Sunnis in Iraq would probably balk at a pipeline headed west out of Iran, which I strongly suspect, if you look at a map, would go from across Iraq, which will be Shiite shortly, and might be a massacre of Sunnis there, by the way, if they don't go to Saudi Arabia or some other Sunni country. And that pipeline would probably go through Sunni, which is milquetoast Jordan. And at that point, if you had any resistance from Israel or Syria, you would simply put it into the Red Sea, where you could run the oil through the Suez Canal into the Med. But they could also cut, and it could be a beautiful deal for Israel, because they could make a swap at the border with Israel from Jordan and get a port in the Mediterranean through some political arrangement between Israel and the Arab world. I strongly suspect that the reason Saddam Hussein was shown hanging from the rope was to satisfy a deal with the Iranians. They needed to see him dead, because I think that's part of the contract.
Quite possibly. Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your call. We got a break here. We're going to try to squeeze in as many calls as we can. I have Judy, Wayne, Tony, and Al. We'll try to get to your calls right after this.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Judy in Texas. Hello, Judy.
Hello there. Hi. So nice to talk to you. And Bob, I'm a great fan of yours. I have subscribed to The Forecaster, and I've learned so much from it. Two points I want to make. Number one, I have sent that email, that entire piece on Leo Wanta, to both Greg Szymanski and Carl Schwartz. I received a reply from Carl Schwartz this morning saying, I have heard no proof of that from Wanta. We talk often. Szymanski has been writing a lot of, quote, trash on this subject. Interesting.
It is.
So I would love to see if we could get you to get Mr. Schwartz on.
Well, I don't want to go to somebody. I know Carl.
We produced
his book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. But Greg has been all over this story.
I know.
So I'm going to bring up Greg Thursday to run through this entire thing, and we'll get more background on it.
Good.
All right.
Good. It's a little weird that there's kind of a disconnect there. And the other thing I wanted to say, these people are not stupid, with the exception of maybe GW. But all sorts of deals have been cut with China, the pipelines, the Panama Canal. The Bushes have bought their 1,000-acre spread in Paraguay. Bob, do you think there is any chance that this is all being done by design?
Well, absolutely.
To bring this all down on purpose.
Do it by design, although I must say, as John and I discussed earlier, I think the overall situation in the Middle East has been a disaster for them. But there's deals going on all the time that we don't know about. That's why they classify everything. I mean, I have a subscriber who's in the military and who's in Iraq, and he says they everything is censored. I mean, you can't talk about anything. And the whole government's that way. And so if they make a deal with China or with someone like Saddam Hussein, who's no longer with us, and so on and so forth, they're not going to tell you about it. I mean, there's no need for you to know. You know, I spent several years working in counterintelligence for the government, and I know how it works, but it's much, much worse today than it was then as far as secrecy is concerned.
I thank you for your call, Judy. Wayne in Texas. We're running out of time. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, gentlemen. Great show. Bob, I had a question for you. There's been a lot of discussion, especially on John's network, about the possibility of a coming North American Union, and it may well have its own currency unit called the Amero. And I was wondering if you subscribe to that situation or that possibility, and could you describe a possible scenario where there could be a sudden switch from our dollar to the Amero? Along the lines of what is the likelihood, will we see a sudden collapse, banks close, that sort of thing?
Well, I think that it's a long ways away. I don't think that you're going to see an Amero quickly, even if the dollar collapses, because they would like to have the dollar as the world's reserve currency as long as possible. In fact, they'd like to save it to be that. And so you know, the Amero could come, but if we have a falling out with the Euro, it's never going to come. So for the time being, I wouldn't worry about it. The North American Union, I would worry about.
All righty. We're out of time. Thank you, Wayne, for your call. Mr. Chapman, we will see you again next Tuesday. I appreciate the 2 hours of your time here. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 to get a year's subscription for a minimum buy-in on gold and silver, or you can simply call the network at 800-724-2719 to secure your yearly subscription to the International Forecaster. Thank you, Mr. Chapman. See you again next Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Folks, tomorrow on the program, Ted Pike. They're firing up the hate crime thing again. And Thursday, Greg Szymanski.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work. Doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.